Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Emeritus Jelaine Appling reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
This Thursday, May 2nd, is National Day of Prayer, a congressionally declared and presidentially proclaimed day for the United States to join in prayer for our country. It is an historical practice for Americans, for our leaders, to call us to prayer for the nation. In 1775, with the future of the colonies hanging in the balance, the Continental Congress called the colonies to prayer. In times of war and times of peace, our presidents and leaders have called us to prayer. It's right and appropriate that we continue that tradition, enshrined as it is now in U.S. statute, a statute that has been upheld in federal court as being constitutional. The law requires that the president issue a proclamation commemorating this annual observance. However, responding to that proclamation is not a requirement. It does not force any American to participate, but it does encourage everyone to participate. It is truly humbling for a mighty nation to publicly acknowledge its need for the providence and the intervention of God, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We are a country and a state, as well as communities, in need of prayer. Our nation is sorely divided right now. It sometimes seems the right propellant would blow everything sky high. The foundational societal institution of marriage and family is under attack. Relentless, powerful attack. Fatherlessness is rampant, and the effects of this pandemic are felt not just in the streets of our major cities, but also in children living in quieter suburbs whose lives have been turned upside down by divorce. Drugs, especially opioids, but others as well, have resurfaced with a vengeance. Drug-related deaths in Milwaukee have skyrocketed. Scandals among our elected officials seem as commonplace as apple pie these days, while actually getting something done for the common good seems almost unachievable. Liberal agendas are gaining ground in local communities where unaware citizens suddenly find their religious freedom under attack from policies designed to give special rights and protections to certain people while trouncing on the constitutional rights and protections of the vast majority. Yes, the bad news abounds, but there's good news in the midst of the bad, really good news. Christ came to heal the sick, to give hope to the hopeless, and to set the captives free. And we are ambassadors of Christ to this world that is broken and hurting. So this Thursday, I trust you will set aside time to pray for your communities, your church, our state, and for our country, to pray with faith and conviction. We live in Wisconsin. That means this is our mission field. These are people whose lives need the saving grace of the gospel of Christ. At a minimum, let's gather our families, maybe even invite some other families to join you this Thursday, and talk to them about this National Day of Prayer and the blessing it is to live in America. Read some scripture about the importance of and the power of prayer, and then pray. Calling out to God, crying out to Him for His intervention in our nation, state, communities, churches, and families. I would love to see churches open their doors this Thursday during the day and evening, providing prayer lists with national, state, and local elected officials listed and other specific prayer requests noted, and make the church a house of prayer, where individuals can come in as time permits, take a list, and pray by themselves or with others. A congressionally designated National Day of Prayer is not universal. In fact, it's quite unique. True Christians need to embrace this day, interceding on behalf of our nation. The need is great, and the only one who can meet the needs is Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. As children of the New Covenant, we remember God's call to prayer to the children of Israel in the Old Covenant. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Amen and amen. This is Jelaine Appling for Wisconsin Family Council reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Appling, President Emeritus of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.